The case of Flight MH370 is not the first to involve a plane disappearing without a trace. A Netherlands-based aviation accident database has recorded 88 cases of missing planes since World War II. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with the lead manager of the Aviation Safety Network database. Aro Rantner, who also serves as an advisor to the Dutch government, talks about potential similarities with previous cases of missing planes.
Well, I've looked at the 88 cases, and, well, I can't really see a pattern other than the fact that most missing aircraft went missing in the 1960s and 70s. In those days, the navigation equipment, as well as satellite coverage and amongst other things, was non-existent or not as advanced as it is today. So those accidents are, well, somewhat different compared to modern-day accidents. And when we look at more recent accidents, well, just a few of them are really passenger flights as opposed to other flights which are cargo aircraft that went missing or ferry aircraft. So it's very hard to see a real trend in there.
Of those 88 cases of missing planes that you recorded, what was the most recent case besides MH370? And would any of those 88 cases be similar in any way to the MH370 case?
Well, the most recent missing aircraft was last year. That was when a Beechcraft 1900, which is a small turboprop passenger-carrying aircraft, that went missing off the coast of Africa. It was being ferried by one pilot from South Africa to the country of origin where it's supposed to fly, in Mali, I believe. And it went missing in rough weather just offshore of one of the islands of São Tomé and Príncipe in Africa. And search was continued for some time, I believe, but no trace has ever been found. And when we look at other aircraft that have gone missing, there's no real similarity with the Malaysian aircraft that I could find. In some cases, the accident happened over land and most of the time over mountainous terrain. So the assumption is in those cases that the aircraft was flying too low or happened to be in poor weather over mountains. And in other cases, overseas, in some cases there have been emergencies. Very little is known, but what is known is the fact that it ran possibly out of fuel or the aircraft suffered engine problems.
What makes Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 so different from what you've seen before?
I think, of course, the number of passengers on board, because the current aircraft that's still missing with the most passengers on board was 107, an aircraft that went missing over the Pacific in 1962, which was carrying U.S. Soldiers towards Vietnam, I believe. So this the high number of passengers on board, and also the fact that a plane is involved which has a very high safety standard, which is considered very reliable, also flying with an airline that is considered very safe and very reliable. So those things really stand out in this case.
Aro Rantner, president of the Aviation Safety Network in the Dutch city of Roosendaal, speaking with Michael Lippin.